Yeah, because instead of giving a Inyanei Pesach shiur, I decided once in 28 years, if we luck out, Bez Hashem, the union of Birkas Hachama. And I figured it's kedai to go through the Makoros of Birkas Hachama and to know how to deal with situations. Whether it's inclement and whatever might transpire, so we'll see what the sources are. So first let us see what the mocker for Birkas Hachama is. The Gemara in Brachas on Nun Tesamad Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Haroa Hachama Bitkufasa, Levana Bigvurasa, Kochavim b'mesilosam u'mazalos k'sidron omer baruch osev reishus. So our concern, now we're not going to discuss all the things mentioned there, is the chama b'tkufasa. And what exactly that means. And the Gemara says, whatever that means is we make the bracha of baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam osev osev reishus. The Ravid Shita is that all the brachas mentioned in the ninth parak of brachas are meant to lishem u'malchus. But we don't paskin like the Ravid. We paskin that that the brachas are made with shem u'malchus. You say baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam osev reishus, and that's our minhag, that's our practice. So what exactly is happening? So the verse says, "Ve'emas have amar abai kol chofches shonim." Every 28 years, the other mass of enough kufas nisan the shabtai b'orchus lost nagi arba. So every 28 years is this occurrence. So what exactly is occurring every 28 years? So we know that the Oros, the sun, was created on Wednesday, Yom Revi'i. So there's something about Yom Revi'i that's going to be significant for Birkas Hachama. And basically the idea of Birkas Hachama, as we'll explain, is that the Birkas Hachama is the position that the sun has vis-a-vis the earth as it had at the creation. But that's not enough. We want it to be the position that it was at creation, falling out on Wednesday, because that was the day that was created. So how does the 28-year cheshbon work? So you have to know one Gemara. Besides this Gemara, you have to know one other Gemara to understand what's going on, and that's the Gemara in Eivrim. And that's a Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Amar Shmuel, Ein Tekufas Nisa nofelas ella abarbar rivei hayom. O betchilas hayom, o betchilas halayla, o bechatsi hayom, o bechatsi halayla. There is what we call the Kufas Nisa, known as the vernal equinox. So it's where the sun is, neither the northern or southern part of the sun is tilting, of the earth rather, is tilting towards the sun. In other words, in winter, summer, so either the northern part is tilting towards the sun, and the people on the northern part of the equator are having summer, or it's tilting away from the sun, and that's winter. And in the time of the equinox, so it's not tilting towards or away, and basically the days are about equal, the day and the night are about equal. And so the time that this happens
of the vernal equinox when it's neither facing the point where the Earth is positioned itself vis-a-vis the Sun, is not facing towards or away. So it's that position that's neither towards nor away. And that has that there are four times in the day, in other words, when that's the season begins, the vernal equinox begins, it could have four possible times in the day. It could either be at 6 p.m., assuming the day begins at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m., sunrise, sunset. It could be at the beginning of the night, 6 p.m., or it could be 6 hours later, at 12, or it could be 6 a.m., or 12 in the afternoon.
Where?
Well, where? Meaning?
Well, any given moment, there are 20, many, many times around the world.
Right.
So, where are we talking about?
In other words,
the sun's over the equator.
Right.
That's the vernal equinox.
Right.
Yeah, but there are different times all around the world when that happens. So what you're talking about is, where are we talking about?
Right, so one possibility is it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's, you know, it's not, it doesn't say that Beferish here. So what happens is, so every 7-year cycle, so every year in the 7 years it's going to fall out on a different day when the vernal equinox is. So we're going to come back to Wednesday every 7 years. But as is pointed out, every 7 years, in other words, every 7 years, the time, the day that the vernal equinox will fall out is going to be a different day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 7 days of the week. Okay? So every year, could fall out on a different day, so you have 7 possible days. So it'll come back to Wednesday every 7 years of when the equinox will fall out on a Wednesday every 7 years. And then, but even if it falls out on Wednesday, there are 4 different slots that it could possibly fall out on. Now, the assumption that Chazal had is that when it was created, it was created when the sun was put into the universe. It was put in the position of the vernal equinox happening at 6 p.m. That was what happened at the time of. That's what happened at the time of creation. So if every 7 years it's going to fall again on a Wednesday, but 1 7 years it'll fall Wednesday at 6, 1 at 12, 1 at 6, 1 at 12, because it's always going to be in those 6-hour intervals.
The Earth is there before the sun.
So one second. So therefore, it's going to come back to the original time position of creation every 28 years, because every 7 years it'll be back to Wednesday, but then there are 4 slots on Wednesday. 4 possible slots on Wednesday. So to come back to the slot that it was in the time of creation is going to be every 28 years. And that's, this whole concept of Birkas HaChama, of the 28 years that the Gemara has here in Brachas, is based on this Gemara Neiv, based on the Cheshbon of Shmuel. And that's how it comes about. Paul.
Thank you.
Sunday, the next 4 years, 5 days. first day of Sunday from 5 to 6, 6 days clear. Okay? So every 4 years you go 5 days. So 5 and 7 are relatively prime to each other, so you have, in order to get an integral number to come back to the multiple of 7, you have to go up 7 times 5, which is 35. Every 4 years, so you have to go 7 times, so those 4 years have to be done 7 times, it's like 28. And we just said it, you see, in 7 years, what's going to happen is you're going to go 5 days in 4 years, and then two more years, you're going to go up another 2.5 days. So you're going to go up 7.5 days every 7 years. So in 14 years, you're going to go up 15 days, not 14 days.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, the Yerushalmi has a different pshat in this whole Birkas Hachama thing. No, you'll have to check. Okay, so we're doing the Yerushalmi now. The Yerushalmi says, Haroa es Hachama b'tkuposo v'salvona b'tkuposo v'tarkiya b'tkiro Omer Baruch Hosev Reishis. Amar Rav Huna Hadad Tamer Bimos HaGishomim Dovad La'achar Shlosh HaYomim Hadal Dosiv Atal Aro Or Vukomer. So the Yerushalmi has a different interpretation of the whole story. And he said, in other words, nothing to do with 28 years. Nothing to do with 28 years, but rather what it has to do with is if you have three cloudy days in a row where you didn't see the sun, and now the sun comes out on the fourth day, so then you make the bracha, because it's similar to creation. Because in creation, we had to wait till Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the sun came out on Wednesday, so it's like a mini creation every time we have the clouds for 3 days in a row. It's like a mini creation, and therefore we make the bracha Baruch Osev Reishis. So this could be any time, any year, any month, any time that you have 3 days in a row of clouds, we make the bracha. So the Yerushalmi, as many point out, at first face value is arguing on the Bavli and saying that there's no such thing there's this whole notion of Birchas Hachama every 28 years is non-existent. In other words, who says that we should make a bracha when the sun is at the same position it was at the time of creation? No such thing. We make it when there was a series of cloudy days and then the sun reappeared, so that's when we make the Birchas Hachama. And this Yerushalmi is quoted in various Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Hananel, in fact, quotes this Yerushalmi as interpreting the Bavli. Now, how can you do that? Let's take a look at the Rabbeinu Hananel on page 4. Tana Rabbanu Haroa Chama B'Tkufasa Chachovim Mozoz Kisidron Omer Baruch Hosev Reishis. Yerushalmi Omer Rav Huna Hadad Itmar B'Mos HaGshamim L'Achar Shlosh HaYomim Shenema Ratal Aro Or Bahir U'Bashkakim Ruach Avra Vatiharim Peir Zesha Omer Chama B'Tkufasa Chachovim Mozoz Kisidron B'Mos HaGshamim. Second line, the Eisha Yu Shlosha Yomim Vu'unonim, three cloudy days. The Lo Nirasa Chama Behem Velo Kachavim. Also, Eis Rishim Levar Chaleim Beish She Yisrael. So, Zolosi Zu Ha'Eismo. So apparently, many point out that Rabbeinu Hananel in the Bavli didn't have the same Girsa that we have. In other words, some only have the Girsa of Harachama b'tchufasa. And they don't have this Amar Abaye kol chokhes tzadim. They don't have this this addendum of Abaye that is every 28 years. And if you don't have that girsa, so maybe there's left to a different interpretation. So on the Rabbeinu Hananel's interpretation of the what? Of the Babli, he brings in the Yerushalmi. In other words, he's not learning that the Machlokas Babli and Yerushalmi, but perhaps there's a different girsa that's supposed to be present in the Babli that doesn't say that it's a 28-year cycle. It just says that something about a bracha on the sun, but not a 28-year cycle. And this Yerushalmi is quoted also in the Sefer HaAruch. Sefer HaAruch is on page 6. Was written by one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Nosson Bal HaAruch, who wrote a dictionary. The Aruch is basically a dictionary, and in his dictionary there are many Chidushei Halacha that appear in the dictionary that are quoted in other Rishonim. So here as well, he quotes the this Yerushalmi about Shehayu Gimel Yomim Unanim. So that's another Rishon that seems to subscribe to this Yerushalmi. So it's interesting that the minhag of Klal Yisrael, based on how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, as we'll see, is to make the bracha, even though, according to the Yerushalmi, it's a bracha levatala. Right? And usually, the Mechaber, when it comes to bracha levatala, is very concerned. Like, I always say the example, the concept that if you miss a day of Sfira, that you can't count with a bracha anymore, that's a minority opinion. That's only the opinion of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. That's a minority opinion. And yet, in other words, all the other Rishonim never heard of such a thing. In other words, what we know as little kids, we're all taught, if you miss a day, you're out. You know, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, is one opinion, which is a minority opinion, but it made it into the Shulchan Aruch. It was the one opinion that Rav Yosef Karo chose to subscribe to. So I always said, you know, because the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, the Bracha Levatala is a Din D'oraisa, and therefore he's always more machmir when it comes to bracha levatala. Right. So that right. So